This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
120, let's say make it 102.53 to be exact. Doc Walker here on a hot microphone. Brother Strober, he looks a little frustrated. Yet the Terps are up, and he's not happy. It's not a good sign. Games today will go into the fourth quarter, and endurance will be tested. The one thing about the first game, I guarantee you, your legs will be shivering around the five-minute mark in the fourth quarter, because the one thing you can't take a pill for, and that is getting in top shape. It's hard to be in top shape week one. But we shall see. North Carolina will have a night game, a late game. It's going to be one of great interest. And I know one physician that may not be with the patient at that time because she will be there. Dr. Sabah, welcome home.
Hey there, Doc. No, I won't be there, but I will definitely be at one of the games this year. One of my good friends has actually got really, 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 really good tickets, and he's already told me that I got a game to go to in the nice section. So,
all right.
I am at the beach now. You know, you're talking about the Labor Day, and
that's
you know what I did? I was so excited about football that my family are all on the ocean, and I said I'm staying right here watching this Ohio State Texas. I'm on the quad thing. And I'm like, I just want to enjoy the view, but I want to watch football because I've been so craving it. But let me tell you, this Archie Manning dude, he is bad. Oh, it hurts my eyes to watch. He cannot throw the ball. They got a problem. I don't know if it's jitters, but he does not. I mean, the balls are skipping, inaccurate. He holds it too long, throws it late, and then I thought he was supposed to run. I don't know if he's just indecisive, but something.
I have not put eyes on it because I'm committed to Terps, and I don't want to be distracted. But you know what? I might have to throw one of these monitors.
Yeah, go do the foursome thing.
He's in Columbus.
I know, but I mean, people are open. People are open, and I mean, it's not coming close.
Strober, have you put any eyes on that?
Not a lot. I don't know. Just here and there.
Okay.
No, well, go look at his stats. I think he has like two completions. Or so, I don't know.
I'm committed
anyway,
like you, Doc.
Yeah,
it's hard to watch.
We're hard, diehard Terps for right now. But nevertheless, it's week one. The game's not over.
I know, but Carolina on Sunday, Doc. Oh, listen, tonight, first of all, LSU Clemson.
Yeah.
I already told my people, look, y'all want to go out? Do you do? I'm right here. But we're at the beach. I don't care. I'm right here. I can look at the view. I'm watching that tonight. And then tomorrow. What is it? What they call that thing? Priests versus prostitutes. No, what do they say on that one?
Oh no, you're talking about Catholics, convicts.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. Yeah. Convicts and I forget. Convicts and Catholics. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Convicts.
Notre Dame, Miami.
Yeah.
And then you know my Tar Heels. Okay.
That's Monday night, isn't it?
Yeah, Monday night. I got tonight, tomorrow, and Monday. This is amazing. Like this. I'm so glad NFL isn't on yet because I wanted this weekend for college football.
Yeah.
I just wanted it. Because this is, I might get a butt sore by the time. They might have to give me one of those medical beds, you know, where they have to, like, frequently turn me every, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's going to be good. And about eating, can I go there? I'm going to make me some nice beef ribs. And what I do is I defat them. It takes about 2 hours to get all the fat off of them. Now, you still don't get it all, but you get a lot. And then I put my olive oil and my Montreal steak seasoning, rub it all in there, and then I sit them out for about an hour or two, and then put them in the fridge overnight. And then I put them in my little roaster, you know, that you plug in, you turn the thing on, an hour and a half later. Bud, they are so good. So I can't wait to eat those. That's going to be Sunday night / Monday. I'm deciding, which, you know, which day to do them. But I'm just so excited, Doc. I'm so glad that you're on the radio. And I'm sorry I have not been calling lately, but been very busy. But I'm off this weekend, and I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
And
Archie
Manning's worrying me some. He's worrying me. I don't know.
Well, let's not worry today.
I don't know what everybody's seeing.
We'll make this one collegiate, and we're going to go check it out as well. Toothpick gives you
his best.
Thank you. God bless. Toothpick, you are next. Thanks for being patient. And welcome to the District of Columbia.
Yeah, what's good, Doc? You know for sure. I had to come home for my birthday. I'm sitting here watching this Ohio State-Texas game, and I'm going to tell you, Doc, I know you're looking at Arch Manning, but that secondary for Ohio State got Texas wide receivers strapped.
No, I'm watching Terps. Yeah, no, I'm putting any eyes on it. I hope he's Strober.
Yeah.
You would think that Strober, we've got multiple televisions, that he would be able to find a way to get the Buckeyes and the Longhorns on at least one of them. Is that asking too much?
Doc, it's not asking too much, Doc. Listen, football's back. This whole weekend since Thursday's been great. You know, starting off with, you know, college football coming back. And then you get the news that, you know, Jerry Jones, let's keep Jerry alive forever and finds a way to get rid of his best players and alienate his players. But he wants to run his team the way he wants to run his team. That's a national treasure. We have to keep Jerry alive at all costs to keep him at the head of the Cowboys on the table and make important decisions for his team. But we appreciate it as Commanders fans. As far as college being thrown in the fire, Doc, you're right. These games this weekend, they're coming down to the fourth quarter. Unless you're playing, you know, unless you're one of the big teams from the SEC or the Big Ten, and you're playing Outback University, you're supposed to have a challenge. You're supposed to have a challenge. And that's the way it's got to go for you to get into the bowl playoff. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's not the cupcakes that you're playing no more. So play some tough opponents. Test your team. Start off early. Even though your defenses may be ahead of your offenses, see what you got. Make some adjustments. Let's see what you do. Nobody's going to be perfect no more, you know? So it's just good that football is back, Doc.
I love it, man. Good. Give my best to the First Lady of Chief's Kingdom.
She said the one thing she needed to do when she come up here was, well, she said two things. She said, the first thing is I got to go to the museum. So we went there Friday, and I got to go see Doc. So I said, I'll see if I can make it happen. And she was not going to be. So just know she wants to get up with you, Doc, and take a picture with you. So.
Well, you know, nothing's impossible in life if you go after it. But this will be a challenging weekend.
Yeah,
but I'm in tomorrow.
I think it's a setup.
All right, brother.
I think it's a setup because I think she wants to rub KC in your face. So
yeah, I know
it's
that. I got to get out to Virginia next. Sanchez.
What?
Thank you for being patient, brother.
Hey, it's all good, man. Look, that last call was CWD with Toothpick, calling while drunk. You know, he's been drunk on football. He got a little bit of stuff up his back. I'm going to get a phone call for that in a little bit, man.
Well, but this lady's, she represents the kingdom. I got to give her.
I'm worried about our boy Toothpick because sometimes, you know, when I had my first child, I said, yes, my first child because we got a second child
on the way.
Got baby girl coming in February, buddy.
Oh,
baby girl is coming in February.
I apologize. Yeah, I've been slacking.
I've been slacking. Every time I talk to Paulie, I'm like, Doc's probably think I didn't blanked off the station earth or something. I got to call in and check in on my brother.
No question.
And then I turn you on, and two of the greatest minds are talking between you and one Dr. Lou Holder, and something that makes you go home, the most underappreciated segment in all of sports radio.
Yes.
And I got to thinking about these families and everything. So, you know, I'm out here on the western end of the state.
Yeah.
I think about Thomas and Julius Jones, Kiki and Rondé Barber.
Yes.
You got the 757, the Upton brothers. There's a lot of good sports families out here in the Commonwealth. We ain't got to go far. It's all up in the house here. So
it makes you think, though. It does make you think. And it is a rarity. And, you know, those families are special because that's a lot of parental involvement, because you got two kids, you got to pay them fees for, you got to pay for that equipment. I mean, it's a stress bearer on families.
Oh yeah,
they have two athletes that have promise. You know, all the little things mount up, and I'll tell you what, it's a hell of a sacrifice. But that was a great topic. Yeah, it does really make you think. And I was
But Doc, I will, before I go, I'll let you know. Don't forget, they got all these D1 schools playing there. It's Division II football also. My Cavaliers, UVA Wise, we playing tonight against the Mount Lions of Concord. So I got to go up here and make sure people don't act crazy and get drunk and mess up the parking lot. So it's football all over. It's a great time. Got to call two high school football games earlier in the week.
Now
it's time for the big, hey, man, you know, I got my Kevin Harlan. I got the dark Kevin Harlan going on right now.
I love that. I got to work a couple ball games with him, man. He's special.
He's a good one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anytime, you don't even consider it work. I mean, it's just like, are you kidding me? You get to go have fun, and they pay you for it? Hello.
Yep.
Sanchez, man. Happy to hear about the young lady that you're going to be a part in the partnership effort to bring her into this world. I didn't know you were capable of producing a female, but that's interesting. And we'll talk about that next time.
Good genes like Levi. I got good genes.
All right, brother. Good hearing from you. All right, good deal.
Good
Sanchez. Strober, that's one of the originals. Yeah, inside the locker room, brother. This is one of the Sanchez. He's special. You'll get G from the shop in 757. They both probably sleep. But I don't know with this Ohio State, Texas. I think that'll grab G.
I'm surprised Big Tony isn't come out.
Big Tony is not he's not in charge of his movement.
Oh, he's not the youngest?
When he wears that bracelet around his ankle, so he doesn't get to go as he pleases. The first lady controls his movement.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah, so... Hopefully she'll let him out today. I guess if you're a guy who hunts, do you hunt?
I fish.
Okay, you fish. I guess same. You got to commit yourself to the outdoors.
Yeah.
A little nippy this morning. I mean, it was a pleasant cool.
Oh,
if you want to get your groove on.
The past week, the weather, I could make the weather permanently the way it's been, I would take it just like that.
It's called California.
Well, I got to go to California for the first time, actually, when I went to the Sweet 16 in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time. I never been to L.A., though. No SoCal yet for me.
You're young.
I know. That's where you hailed.
Well, I didn't hail. I was just a member of the population. You don't hail out there unless you're in Hollywood. You ain't hailing nothing. What you're doing is waiting in line. No, man.
Sitting in traffic.
It's not a place to be broke. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, then I'll wait a few years.
Yeah, if you're balling out there like LeBron, that's a good spot to be.
So that's where Linnell's got to go, right?
Did you not hear me say it's not a place to be broke?
He's a bachelor.
Yeah, I know. You know what? He's going to remain a bachelor for quite a long time. Mark my word on this. He'll be in his 30s before that's even a topic.
Going to L.A.?
No. Having someone to commit their life to him. That's what matrimony is.
You think 30s? 30s?
Oh, 30s. He's 35, 36.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he doesn't need a wife. He's in love with himself. And so he doesn't need a wife. No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I've got to see some Buckeye action. Is there a score?
Let me get a score for you right now. I was Malik Washington just threw his first touchdown pass, so shout out to him. Congratulations to him for that. Let's see the score here.
So we got this one.
7-0, Ohio State on top of Texas right now.
Okay, so we're feeling good about Terps.
I don't know if I'd say I'd be feeling good, but they're winning. They're doing a lot of things that are not going to fly, maybe even next week, Doc. They have 9 penalties right now.
When have they not had 9 penalties?
Never, but
yeah,
it's not.
I mean, let's face it, they're a lot like the Raiders
yeah.
under Al Davis in, you know, in the 60s, 70s.
All I'm going to say is FAU, they're lucky they're playing them.
Yeah, that's right.
They're lucky they're playing them. The quarterback for FAU, he doesn't have it. He just doesn't.
And you can see it's not. It doesn't take a whole game to see it.
Nope.
And what you want to do is double up your numbers. What I'm looking for now, can Maryland put 40 on them? I mean, you know, it's destroy them. No, and they almost gave up a kickoff return. That's the part where you start scratching your head. And if you ball like me, then that means you're bleeding. They just cannot put their foot on somebody's neck and end it. They'll let these suckers hang around, you know, and it's just unacceptable.
And that's why they've dropped some of these games in the Big Ten to teams that people didn't expect them.
Yeah.
Last year, they were 11.5-point favorites at home, and they lost by 28 points.
Was it Iowa?
Northwestern.
No, that's right. But Northwestern, again, even with the new staff they've had the past couple seasons, not bums.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pride. I think their coach, didn't I read he was recently vindicated that it was fired under
the Fitzgerald thing?
Yeah, I thought he, yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. I remember they went through the whole
That's
thing
how you
a couple
know you
years
can coach
ago.
When you win at Northwestern.
Yeah.
That's coaching.
No, yeah, the guy they brought in won 8 games in his first season.
Yeah.
After everything that had happened that whole summer, that was very impressive.
Yeah. Well, it's like Stanford used to be really, really good in football. It doesn't matter. They have high IQ, and they were highly competitive. And when you had Bill Walsh running that thing, they were as good as anybody. 119 here in the nation's capital, 1-800-636-1067. We got college ball in the air. But deep down inside, man, we're thinking that NFL thing is coming, man. It's coming. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Just put eyes on the Buckeyes and Longhorns. 7-0, 2:34 to go in the second. And pulled away from the Terps. Now, I say Terps should have this one in the bag. I'll be cheating going back and forth to keep my eyes on it. But you can't let this one get away. Like the Buffaloes last night, Yellow Jackets came back and snatched it. Took it for them. For the road win, I call it road kill. It's a big step in the right direction for Tech. And it was a disaster for the Buffalo. Because their whole program, well, not whole, large majority of their program is on hype. And you lose, and it was, place was packed. So the economic benefit of prime time should never be challenged. What will be challenged is, can he lead a team to be fundamentally sound, to be proficient in the red zone, to be technique-driven, result-based, and it not be just slogans but actual production. Be wary when your program sounds better than it plays. You know, this is not Motown. We're not selling labels and promoting LPs. All them slogans, who are you when you get on the field? That's what determines where we are. And it's, you know, have we gone an hour? Yeah, we've gone over an hour. We've gone almost an hour and a half and only one Jera reference.
There we go.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like it. I like it. Jerry might not even remember it. There's more going on in that noggin than you want to accept. And it's more that's been going on. And what does he have to lose? Nothing. He's still going to be the wealthiest. He's still going to draw the most ratings. What's going to change for him? Nothing. Nothing. But what's going to change for Green Bay is a whole lot. Strober, you know how hard it is to block a guy. You seen how this guy runs around like a Tasmanian devil?
We could never stop him. Who has?
You're not alone.
Who has stopped him?
Can you imagine that effort on the tundra? Because blocking him is harder. He knows where he wants to go. You're trying to stop him. I'm telling you, man, it's a hell of a move for the Packers. Hell of a move. Some of the people that are more versed with the salary cap, the two people that I trust and know, both guys did not favor that deal, although Jerry would have probably never allowed it to happen. But had it been the Commanders.
Yeah, he said there was no chance he was trading him within the division.
Yeah.
In that press conference where he said a lot of things.
Yeah, well, that's Jerry.
He went 20 straight minutes without a single question asked to him. He was just talking.
Because he was euphoric. It was, for him, everything in his body is geared towards hype. And he acts like he's at the Canfield Film Festival. He wants attention. He so desperately wants attention. And he got it.
And he had to let everyone know that he was very thankful for what Michael did.
Well, that's just straight out disrespectful.
And then his own son had to correct him.
Well, he didn't have, Jerry knows, he knows what he's doing. That's the ultimate slap in the face when you don't give a man the benefit of acknowledging his history. That's just blatant. And it also shows that you don't value him as a person. It's the worst thing you can do to denigrate a human being to me is to call them out of their name. And this dude was the best player on your team, and you don't remember his name. Oh, he remembers. He's not the first one to do this. Believe me. And you know exactly that he's not the first person. He's the person that feels that he has so little value, a player to him, that he would disrespect him, the whole system, in a way to promote what he wants. And that's total takeover. He didn't want rules. What does that remind you of? Anybody that doesn't want rules, he wants to be emperor.
What I've gathered from watching the Cowboys really my whole life, because they've never done anything in my lifetime, it's kind of been the same thing, the same shtick for them for the past 25, 30 years.
Correction, they've made a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say they've never done nothing.
They're worth $13 billion, so I'll give them that.
Yeah.
But they're not serious about winning football games in Dallas. That's what my understanding is, my opinion is, because everything is like, it's a show. Everything is entertainment. Jerry, he's the center of attention. He wants all of the lights, the cameras on him. You go, we got the big fancy stadium.
He's a millennial.
We got the most famous cheerleaders. We give people tours of the stadium during practice.
And the practice facility throughout the week. No. While his guys are trying to get ready.
Why? So if you're Micah, why would you have any confidence that you're even going to win there? When clearly winning is not the top priority there. They don't do anything an organization Mm-mm. that wants to win badly would be doing. Mm-mm. That's why I'm never going to take I don't care what they do in the offseason. To me, they're the Cowboys until they prove me otherwise. That's just how it is.
No response from me, brother. Because when it comes to what does a good golf instructor tell you about, you know, you want everything to be quiet, you know, to be exact, your swing, your everything.
Keep your head down.
Yeah, he does nothing. He, you know, you can't even imagine him having a coach.
How irritated would you be if you were working your tail off every single day in practice, whether you're a player or a coach or just a member of the staff, and then all the noise, distractions? How do you think people felt here for 25 years? All the distractions that surround it? How are you supposed to win? How are you supposed to go out there and play well?
But see, you said two different things. It's not about winning. It's about getting paid.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're a player and you're working your butt off every day, it's got to be about winning for you, isn't it? At the end of the day?
Those guys, they all got paid. They haven't won in 30 years.
So Micah wanted to get paid, but I also get the sense that he wants to win.
What sense do you get from him that you didn't get from Micah, or you didn't get from Dak, or you didn't get from the last three or four of them that went through this?
I think Micah has always wanted to leave Dallas.
I'd agree. I think Micah has always wanted to have his own voice.
I think he's been very, you know, in a closeted way, he's always wanted to leave Dallas, and he made it very subtle with what he would say on his podcast, his body language.
Yep.
And then, you know, it all culminates with him laying on the trainer's table during the game, which I think was an egregious act. Like, I'm not going to, you know, I don't think it was right.
It was childish.
I don't think it was right that he did that. But
so was the owner.
But he was making it known. He said, I don't want to be here. Please.
Right.
He wanted to make himself such a headache.
Mm-hmm.
That Jerry could feel like, I'm getting rid of him. I'm not giving him up. I'm getting rid of him.
Yeah, he called Jerry's bluff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
You have to be willing to leave to pull it off, and he was willing and ready to leave.
He was over it. He was over what's going on down there. This is a completely new start, and, oh, my God, they play on Sunday Night Football Week 4. That's going to be great.
Oh, but they're always on. But it's like Jerry in prime time, and they'll be on, and they'll represent, and they never suck. They just won't win the big one. They don't win the one that you have to win in order to be spoken in a different different light. 133 here in the nation's capital, DOC, Strober, locking it up, 1-800-636-1067. Buckeyes, Longhorns, if you care, we've got an ear for you. Pinch myself, 138.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Got Buckeyes, Longhorns on one screen, Terps doing their thing. Can we say good light, sing that song? Maybe not with the Terps, so I got to hold on a little bit. Okay. Do you remember your first college football game you attended?
That I attended?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or worked?
First game I attended, I was in elementary school. I went to a Maryland game. I don't remember who they were playing.
Okay.
But
They didn't have an impression on you.
Yeah, I liked it. I always loved watching Maryland football, okay, especially in the fridge years.
Mm-hmm.
That was good stuff. I remember watching them when they won the Military Bowl in 2010. I was hooked.
Yeah, that was nice.
Military I was hooked. Bowl. They crushed. Who was it? ECU.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was ECU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Good days with Friedgen, and then everything fell off after that.
That Military Bowl hookup, man. Mr. President, Stephen, great job. Everybody in there puts that on. It's a beautiful setting. The academy, the surroundings, the food, the whole ordeal. It's Brother Beck and company, awesome job every year on that. And you're lucky to have a bowl. To have a bowl in your facility. Have you traveled to a bowl game?
I called one. I called the Duke's Mayo Bowl in Charlotte. That was great.
You did? Okay, so you've been through it.
Yeah, it was my first time ever going to Charlotte.
Yeah, nice.
That was fun.
Yeah, bowl week as a broadcaster, you just get to eat. You know, I mean, you don't have to worry about what you eat. But it's have you been to one of the majors? Sugar?
No, Gator, I haven't.
Gator? Okay. Rose?
No.
Dude. Yeah, that's Sugar.
I told you, I haven't been to Southern California.
Okay.
No chance I could be at the Rose.
Okay. But you're a tadpole. I mean, you just got out the shell, so.
Yeah.
Don't put too much pressure on you too soon.
The Super Bowl you won was at the Rose Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That had to have been so special.
You can't imagine having had both of these major milestones in the same place.
At the Rose Bowl and the Super Bowl.
Both of them.
Wow.
And that's when you think.
Because you're from there.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, you can't. Any place is local. It's like Dodger Stadium, Anaheim Stadium. You never can take anything for granted, but those ballparks are one thing. Once they're like the Sugar Bowl, and what happens, because there's always one we see at night, and you've seen these forever. The Rose Bowl parade, when you're not around a bowl environment, I mean a big-time bowl environment, it goes without saying, the committees, the people that put all that work in for an annual event, and then the things you go do as a team, of course you go to Disneyland, Rose Bowl, may not seem like a big thing for the West Coast guys, but if you've been stuck in Michigan, Illinois, somewhere cold and dark, Iowa, and all of a sudden you're at Disneyland. I always felt it was an unfair advantage, even though we'd never said it, because they're coming out of a refrigerator to come out and play out in the beach, and people are going to the beach. So if you get them pressed early, fatigue becomes a factor. It just, how can it not? You've been in ice box training indoors, and all of a sudden you come out as 80. That's just, it's a lot.
Are you saying this is almost like the reverse effect that we see with the Dolphins for whatever reason who can't play in the cold?
I think to a degree it is somewhat of a factor.
Because why can't they get it right when it's cold?
How long have you been to Miami?
I've been to Florida. I've been to Southern Florida, yeah.
Okay.
Not directly in
it's
Miami,
almost
but
an injustice to have anybody have a pro team. I understand our NHL champions, the whole Florida, I get all that. Some areas are just so nice. It's just hard to get you cranked up to think you got to go. And although the only team ever to be undefeated is, whoa, where? Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
So is it the weather or the lack of dominant tutoring and disciplined athletes?
That's what I always wondered with the Marlins. Nobody goes to their games ever. Is it because the baseball product is bad? Well, I mean, that's a big part of it. But
it's like California.
If you're in Miami and the baseball team isn't even any good, why would you bother going to the game?
Well, again,
could be doing a lot of other things.
That theory would be true if the Dodgers didn't put 50,000 in L.A. to a baseball game.
But the Dodgers are great.
The beach is still there. All the distractions that L.A. has and Miami have are still there. It's the product. It's the people. Perform. It's the leadership. Shula pulled it off. This is the last place you would think you'd be undefeated. The distractions, the weather, don't hate. It doesn't hurt them in the NHL. So it's the leadership. They just have not had the right hookup.
Yeah.
They're coaching this style of play that they employ now. I don't think it has a long shelf life. I don't think it's sustainable. So because when they go to Buffalo, the Bills, everybody's laughing. They're like, seriously, dude? You think you're going to come here and do what to us? Nobody believes it. And so I really believe it's so fitting that Shula was the only guy there to pull it off and be undefeated. Otherwise, we'd be blaming the weather. We'd be blaming the bikinis. We'd be blaming the highballs. We'd be blaming everything. No, it's the staff and the coaches. They're just soft as a jelly donut. And until they get somebody in there to lock it down, they'll get the exact same results. 145 here in the nation's capital. 1-800-636-1067. Burgundy and Gold taking a bit of a break. Let's talk about the W when we return. What caught your interest
from these games that are going on?
Games that are going on. It's a good racket game. Man, this is so cool to have game after game, seeing the energy. Yes, yeah, back. That collegiate thing is really on fire.
I'm looking forward to tonight. You want to know why? The battle for real Death Valley is tonight.
Yeah.
LSU Clemson.
Yeah.
They Klubnik. He might win the Heisman this year. Clemson, always so good. Love Dabo.
Yeah, and Dabo went against the grain. I know he said, I will not sell. You know.
And I love LSU too. Because think about what they've produced for the NFL over the past couple years. Receiver U. And then, of course, Jaden.
But why aren't they at the head table?
They were at one point.
That point is been a minute. Is LSU a superpower? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think right now they are.
I don't think so.
They're just a step below. I'd say they're in tier two of college football
teams.
There
you go. Very well said.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Death Valley. If you saw what happened, especially with five. Was there, but they just, there's something about them. They come up short. I mean, you only get two chances to fail, and you're out of it.
It's unforgiving.
Yeah, it's just.
And you're in the SEC, so you got to have your A game every single time you touch the field.
And it's kind of how it ought to be.
You know, people get so frustrated the past couple of years where people would say it's SEC bias if you let a team like last year. Three losses, get into the playoff. I don't mind it from the SEC.
No, it depends on who the losses are.
Exactly.
If the team they lost to, you couldn't beat them if your life depended on it, what's the problem?
Yeah.
That's how I evaluate it. I say, okay, Slim, you don't like the way we did this. How'd you guys pull out against them?
You put the 12 best teams in the playoffs. That's what I wanted because four was too little.
Oh, yeah.
There's too much.
That was criminal. That was criminal, but
there's too many teams that are too similar, especially that fourth and fifth and sixth team. They're all interchangeable. It was impossible to pick four teams. It really was.
Well, we talk about like Mississippi State, who I always keep waiting for that breakthrough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I keep because they have the, first of all, they will go out and get who you need to get. Money's not a problem with any of them. I don't like it when there's a financial barrier. Everybody's got money from a collegiate standpoint, especially the places that don't have fake fan clubs because they got generational support. See, that's the difference.
It goes on forever.
When you have generational support, your place is never empty. You're never broke.
That's the problem we have here.
You don't have generational
support. We don't have generational fan base for Maryland because there's no tradition.
Well, there's tradition. Hardwood.
Well, yeah, there's that.
There's
generational lacrosse, Maryland basketball.
Lacrosse.
Oh, yeah.
That's my
alley.
Where Maryland is a sleeping giant.
That's my expertise right there.
Where they have failed, in my opinion, and I said this for years, is that from a marketing standpoint, they should have a lynching. I don't know how you can consider yourself worth a dime, worth your weight in lard, if you can't promote the University of Maryland and the DMV. When you're going up against people in the Midwest, you're going to play people that have one stoplight down Main Street, and you can't raise more funds, and you're in the most next to brushing shoulders with the most powerful area on the planet. That's just laziness. Don't tell me you don't have the resources. Tell me you don't have skillful enough people to know how to tap into what you got to tap into.
And, you know, from my experience, when I speak on my life as a sports fanatic, I grew up a Maryland fan because that's how I was raised. My dad didn't even go to Maryland. He's still a Maryland fan. He's from the area. Went to a different school.
Well,
but
what's his favorite sport, though?
Football.
Well, that's special, yeah.
That's why I was obsessed with the Burgundy and Gold since I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
Because football just ruled our house. Baseball right after that.
Yeah.
And then I fell in love with basketball even more because I was playing it a lot when I was younger. So that's how I got so into the Wizards. And then the Capitals, of course, who've just, they've been the pinnacle of success in the regular season for so many years. So it was easy to get behind that as well. But Maryland football, although I watched them when I was younger, wasn't always the same way for my friends and their families. Like, there wasn't an emphasis of, yeah, we got to get behind this Maryland football program. We need to be, it's appointment television. Now you're watching
that's
the Terps.
What you needed.
Because I just went to school there for 4 years. And I'll tell you what, a college game day, oh man, it's fun. If you go to college for the experience of partying and all that, game day is your favorite day because it's people are out there. They're drinking all day. The game kicked off at noon today. I guarantee people, I know they're still there. They were drinking at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, 7, yeah.
And they go and they tailgate and they show up to the game if the team's lucky and they leave after a quarter.
Yeah.
There's not really a thing of emphasis. People don't stay for the game. They don't really care what happens in the game. There's just not good enough football culture at the school. There's no reason for the students to stay, and especially the way the product has been against the upper echelon Big Ten teams, why would you even bother going? It's just wasting time for a lot of these students where they think, I could be drinking right now for less money.
It's sad because when I was covering them and Lamont Jordan was there and, you know, Fridge was just dominant. When you look at the fact that Locks is on that staff, Franklin's on that staff, I mean, they had monsters on the staff. Ralph, they had it going on. They really did. And that was the atmosphere. And I think about, you know, UVA. I enjoyed doing Cavaliers work. I enjoyed the game day experience. And I was on the call the night they beat Florida State. Epic.
I remember that.
Epic. Epic. Got to slay the giant. You know, you can't be a team that doesn't beat somebody favorite over you and kick trash cans over and have people think you seriously. With the level of football, and this is back in Gonzaga, DeMatha, Good Counsel, we're talking about heyday. They don't get the credit for pumping out football like they do basketball, but it ain't far behind. It's just not being maximized. And we got to see it through it because during our reign here, we got to have a champion. I refuse to do this for a living and not have a champion. Because if we don't have a champion out of our teams, guess what? It blows. Flat out, it blows. Stay with us. We'll attack 2 o'clock hour right here on Overtime. DOC and Brother Schobert, you can join us at 1-800-636-1067. Man, no Commanders talk so far. I'm proud of y'all. I didn't think you had it in you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.